Blog Talk Radio.
Next.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Meeting Ike's series for children. This is a blog talk show for children, teens, and the young at heart. My name is Marina Lieros Naples, and I am your host here twice a month on Saturdays at 11:30, twice a month on Thursdays for adults at noon, and then also every Wednesday and every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. for a 15-minute short 15-minute show that has information, fun, and then we do a short guided meditation to help you relax for the rest of the evening and for the days ahead. Today's show is Meeting Ike Live Show, and today's topic is astrology. Now, astrology is also zodiac signs, sun signs, so there's a few different names that people use when talking about astrology. And astrology is the time and the place that you were born, the exact time and the exact place that you were born. The stars and the planets up in the sky are in certain spots, certain positions up in the sky for when you came into this world and you took your first breath. And that pattern has information about you, what you are like, what you do like and what you don't like, and tells about your personality. And it also can map out different things that will happen in your life throughout your years. Now, are you the type of person that's a neat freak? Do you have to have everything in its place and you don't like anybody touching your things? Or do you collect things and you have a lot of stuff all over the place and people say to you, why do you have so many things? Why do you collect so much stuff? Or are you the type that likes to get real snuggly close with people, you know, up on the couch with a blankie and just cuddle in real close? Or do you like your free space? Do you like it with more alone time and too much noise and too many people around makes you confused or nervous? So there are different types of people that like things different ways. Now, are you stubborn or are you easygoing? Everybody says they're easygoing, but I know that there's a lot of us that are stubborn out there. Do you love history? All the old stories and the old ways and the way that they dressed and talked and all the different objects that came from that different time period from a long time ago, from Civil War to ancient and mythology. Or do you like the future stuff? Are you more in tune with what's coming up and when there's a new trend that is going to be going on? Are you right on top of it and you're right there with all the new trendy styles and the new gadgets and all the new electronics and new shows and new language, all the different slang language? Have you ever wondered what it meant when people say you were born under a certain sun sign and they knew things about you, like how you act, things you like to do and what you don't like to do? Well, that is, once again, that all has to do with astrology. And we're all different. In today's show, we're going to discuss some of the differences. But also, on today's show, I'm going to be giving away free coloring pages from my Fun Signs Astrological Activity Book for Children. And in this book are coloring dot to dot. There's a maze. You have crossword puzzles. And also you have to match up words to one another and the different symbols, all having to do with astrology. Now, maybe you're a Taurus, or maybe you're a Gemini, or are you a Libra, Sagittarius? No matter what your sun sign is, I will go ahead and give one of my coloring pages, your sun sign, for free to you. And I'll talk a little bit about that later on and about how you can go ahead and get that. Now, let's cover some of the things about astrology. Astrology, now if you take a circle, just a regular circle, and you have to draw lines like a pie. You know how a pie is cut into all the different pieces of pie? Usually 8, but in astrology there are 12 pieces. And those are called houses. Not like the house you live in, but they're called houses. And that's where when you have your astrology chart done by someone who's a professional astrologer, which I am not, but I do know a little bit about astrology. So in each one of those houses are going to be from the time and the place that you were born, are going to be the different sun signs and the different planets, and where they were positioned up in the sky when you took your first breath, like I said earlier. And these are the things that determine your personality and your likes and your dislikes. Now, there are different time frames for each sun sign. There are 12 sun signs, zodiac signs, astrological signs, it's all the same thing. And there are 12 planets. And the sun signs begins with the very first one of Aries. And each year, the date can be just a little bit different, one day here, one day there. And Aries is somewhere about March 21st to April 20th. If your birthday is in between those dates, from that date of March 21st to April 20th, you are an Aries. But if you're right around the 21st of March or the 20th of April, you have to have the year checked, the year, to find out if, in fact, it was still under the sign of Aries on those dates, because it does change. Now, Taurus is April 21st through May 22nd. Next is Gemini. And that's May 22nd to June 21st. And following Gemini is Cancer, from June 22nd to July 23rd. And next, during the summer here, is Leo. Leo is July 24th through August 23rd. Virgo is August 24th. Through September 23rd. Libra, if you are a Libra, that's September 24th through October 23rd. And next is Scorpio, and that's my sun sign. I am a Scorpio. And those dates are from October 24th through November 22nd. How many of you out there are also Scorpios like me? Sagittarius. Sagittarius is November 23rd through December 21st. And then next is Capricorn, December 22nd through January 20th. My own granddaughter, she's 4 years old. She's a Capricorn. Her birthday is in January. Aquarius is next, and that is January 21st through February 19th. And then finally is Pisces. Pisces is the last one, and that is February 20th. To March 20th. So, have you found your sign? You want to learn a little bit about your sign? Did you know that there are not only the different planets that are assigned or connected to your sun sign. But there are four different what are called elements: fire, earth, air, and water. And there are three sun signs that fall underneath each one of those headings. Some people are a fire sign, some people are earth sign, air sign, and water sign. Water, the people that are more water signs can be more emotional or more in touch with their emotions. In Scorpio, we are a water sign. So let's go through those and then you can find out which one you are. Okay, the fire signs, ready? If you're a Sagittarius or a Leo or an Aries, you're a fire sign. Do you get fired up on things real easily? Your personality is very powerful and sparky. Earth signs. Earth signs, they're more down to earth. They're more committed to their ways, also known as stubborn. Can be stubborn. Earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Are you an earth sign? Okay, next we're going to go to the air signs. And the air signs, they can act airy and forgetful. Or they're like, people say their heads are up in the clouds all the time. They can even trip over dust. They can trip over nothing. Sometimes air signs can do that. And air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Okay, and finally are the water signs. And that would be Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. We are water signs. Now that you know that, that gives you a little bit more idea of what not only you are like, but also what your brother or your sister or your mom or your dad is like. Now, along with the sun sign, planets, and the elements of the fire, earth, air, and water, there is, when you ever hear about birthstones and the jewelry and the rings with the birthstones in them, there are different stones that are connected to different signs. But first, let's go over the planet. And it seems as though this show was set up for 15 minutes. I apologize. I'm not sure what happened there. So I am going to hurry up and go over the different planets. Aries is Mars. Taurus is Venus. Gemini is Mercury. Cancer is the moon. Leo is the sun. If I don't get through to this, I'm going to reschedule and do the rest of this show either this evening or tomorrow afternoon. So be sure to tune in because I don't want you to lose out on all this. And I apologize for that mistake on here. Leo is gold. Oh, the sun. The sun. Leo is the sun. Virgo is Mercury. And we have Libra, which is opal. Scorpio is steel. I'm so worried now about the show not being right. Okay, so we were doing, okay, Virgo is Mercury, Libra is Venus, Scorpio is Pluto, Sagittarius is Jupiter, Capricorn is Saturn, Aquarius is Uranus, and Pisces is Neptune. Okay, hopefully I got that all in there. So this turns out, I apologize. I am on vacation, and I did put the show in, and I missed choosing 30 minutes, but I am going to, once this show is done, I'm going to create the second half of this episode for either this evening or tomorrow morning. And so be sure to check back in and check us on Facebook, Meeting Ike Series for Children on Facebook, because I post it there as well. My name is Marina Liero-Naples, and this is the Meeting Ike Series for Children show.